Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
At the moment in this country, if you decide to have a baby and you're pregnant, you get 24 weeks maternity leave. Your husband or partner will get 2 weeks paternity leave. Now, men haven't been taking that paternity leave. A very small percentage actually availed of it last year. And the reason being is because they just can't afford to. So now what they're going to do is add another 2 weeks parental leave, which can be taken by either in the first year of the child's life. At €245 per week, the state will pay, or the Department of Social Protection will pay €245 for a parent to take 2 weeks off. By 2021, they want to increase that to 14 weeks, 7 weeks per parent. We're having a laugh here. I worked it out today. It's probably going to cost about 600 million because about 60,000 new parents every year will be able to avail of this, both employed and self-employed. So I'm wondering, is this just too much? Do you need that much time to bond with the baba? I mean, you already get 24 weeks. The husband or partner gets 2 weeks because realistically he's not having the baby. I personally believe this is just going to make it worse for employers who will now be looking at anybody between the age of 20 and 30 and going, what's the chance of these having a baby? I'm going to lose these for not only 24 weeks, but 14 weeks parental leave and 2 weeks paternity leave. It's just a ridiculous amount of time shared between two people. I want to know if you think this is a good idea. And you, by the way, the taxpayer, are going to pay for it. My thinking is, if you want to have a baby, have your baby. But surely it's your baby. You should be responsible for it. You should have to take into consideration the time you take off work, with the exception of a reasonable amount of maternity leave for women, obviously, for the medical, you know, the getting over the biological fact of having a baby in the first place. Otherwise, it would be the end of mankind if we all couldn't afford to have children. But aside from that, apart from maternity leave, I believe get over it. If you can't afford to have children and you can't afford to take time off at your own expense, tough. You shouldn't be having children. All we're doing is making it really easy for people to have children they can't actually afford. So maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're happy about this, but are you happy that paid parental leave is going to be extended by 2021 to 14 weeks to be shared amongst both parents? Is that a good thing for you, the taxpayer, to be paying for? Let me know what you think. Yes, you think that's a great idea. Sure, daddy'll be home for 7 weeks pissing off mother. Because a lot of women will tell me out there, I don't want him at home under me feet all the time. Sure, for the first, whatever, 20 weeks of a child's life, they tend to sleep quite a lot. If daddy wants to bond with the child, surely he can do it after work. He doesn't have to do it 9 to 5. And he has all weekend as well to do a bit of bonding if he wants to do that and stare into the child's eyes while the child is asleep. Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do we need 14 weeks parental leave? Biba.
14 weeks.
Yeah, 14 weeks, Biba.
Listen, I'm a mother. I'm actually a mother. I raised a child of my own and I own a business. So I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I think if you work for Google, right, or Facebook, or any of these massive corporations, it's a great idea.
Because they can absorb the cost, yeah.
It's no problem, but because I know in Sweden a couple of years ago, I think they extended it to a year or something.
In Estonia, you get a year and a half or 2 years maternity leave or something like that, yeah. It's like a career break.
Yeah, it really is, and I think if a woman wants to have a child and says, you know, I'm leaving for a year, I'm having a baby, if you have a space available when I'm coming back, you know, that would be nice. If you don't worry, you can't hold a position for that long. You just can't. It's not viable.
Mm.
If one of my girls says, I'm pregnant and I'm leaving, I'll say, well, you know, you can't really...
By law, Biba, you have to now, and it's 24
weeks. You have to take them back, but it depends what the role is. Do you know what I mean?
I understand as an employer how difficult that could be, by the way.
It can be very difficult, and I think women do need time with kids. I definitely
agree.
For that.
Absolutely.
As long as possible, actually, I think, but that's not the argument here tonight, is how long should the mother be with the baby? It's the taxpayer, right? So first of all, you've got 20 days paid holiday, right? Then you've got 9 bank holidays. So let's say there's 30 days, that's a month free you're given. And if you
it's actually more than a month because they're working days, so it's a month and a half kind of. Yeah.
Your paid holidays, including bank holidays.
Oh yeah,
right?
Okay.
So say you have to, a month's wages and you have 10 staff, that's 10 months free wages you have to give out. And I know I have a business in the city, and a couple of my friends, actually 5 of my friends, have had to close down last year because of the cost. And these are all small Irish businesses. One of them is like a gluten-free bakery, and the other one's homeware, and just nice little niche businesses.
Gluten-free bakeries.
I don't go there, but
No, I know. There is a lot of people who are celiac, but
there is.
Yeah, gluten-free became a bit of a fad there for a couple of years too, didn't it?
Well, gluten-free, actually, well, that's just the GMO and the food. That's Monsanto's fault, but that's another argument. But I think, right, if I wouldn't have a business if I had to go down that route and paying girls.
Well, let's be clear. As an employer, you only have to pay the first 2 weeks. The state picks up the tab for the rest, right? And the same with this parental leave they want to bring in, which will be another 14 weeks. The state, again, will pick up the tab at 245, but they do expect employers to top it up.
It's just not sustainable.
It's not really sustainable for small business, is it?
It's definitely
not. And 85% of the business in this country are small business.
It's really not sustainable because small businesses are just really struggling at the moment.
And they're the backbone of the country. You know what I mean? They really are.
But do you know, you were on the other day, I was talking to you actually, you're talking about rents. Like, people's wages don't match the rents.
Mm.
And it's the same as commercial rents as well. The takings in small businesses are really not even matching the rents and the rates.
Particularly when we look at the big expenses, like insurance, for example, is a big conversation at the moment.
Impossible to get insurance.
Yeah, liability insurance, I know.
Because of the scams. But I think, I would totally disagree with it. And even when I had my daughter years ago, it would have been brilliant for me. I think if you're in a business and you make, it's a multi-million pound business.
It's not a big deal.
I think it's a corporation. Yeah. They'd have to cap it. You can't keep hitting.
Yeah, well, look, they allow probably for missing a few staff every now and again for sickness or for maternity or whatever.
They've got millions and millions.
That's what I'm saying, yes. They can allow for that, yeah.
You know, and exactly, they have.
But if you're a shop and you've got 5 people working in it, sure, you know, what are you supposed to do, like?
Or you've got kitchens and they're brilliant chefs.
What's going to happen here now is I can see employers, because they already do it when it comes to women of childbearing age, I can see employers looking at people, both men and women now, particularly women, I suppose, going for jobs, looking, you know, the vital signs, the engagement ring on the finger, and thinking, all right, I'm not going to give her a job. She's going to be having babies soon. I spoke to a guy there recently.
People do think like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and you can understand it's human nature, but I spoke to a guy recently, and I can't tell you what product he's involved in because that would give the game away, right? But he's involved in a product, right? So he had a job opportunity for somebody to be the commercial director of a particular property or product that he was launching. So he hired this girl. She had all the vital credentials for the job. She knew her stuff. She had a marketing degree. Excellent. Brilliant. Sent her off to Germany on a training course for the particular product. It was an electronic product. And he sent her off for this particular training course to train up on it. I think it was a 6 weeks course. He sent her over on it. It cost him 16 or 17 grand for the course, for the accommodation, everything else. She came back. The launch of the product was due 2 months later. A month before the product was due to launch, she told him she was pregnant. And she was taking maternity leave. So she would have been taking it mid-launch. So he had then had to cancel the launch of the product. He had to get somebody else to stand in for it. It took a time. It was obviously a bloke he hired the next time. And he had to retrain somebody else. And now at this stage, she hasn't come back yet. But he said, she's going to come back. And I actually don't need her now. And now I have to give her a job.
I know, it's very unfair. And even as a woman, I'm uncomfortable saying it, but it is unfair.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, everybody's entitled to get pregnant, and I understand that. But yeah, you do have to look at it from an employer's point of view as well.
You do, because I've seen it so many times, even in my family businesses. I think, what about making pregnancy tests on the spot before they get a job? But that's the way the world is going now anyway, isn't it?
Well, do you want to pee into this bottle before we give you the job?
Pregnancy test before we give you a contract. And are you pregnant? Because some people will go in pregnant.
Would you just pee on this stick here and then we'll be grand? We'll sign you up.
Yeah, don't take it home because you get anyone. This is on.
Right, but there was a thing in America, by the way, when they used to test people for jobs in job interviews. They used to actually genuinely do drug testing, right? But there was a thing what they used to do was they used to pee. You can buy somebody else's pee online.
That's nothing.
Yeah, you can buy drug-free pee online.
That's so funny. I know. I think you have to do it on the spot. Do a pregnancy test on the spot.
They have it in a little sort of thing in their sleeve, and they squirt it out as they're pretending to go into their bottle. But in any case, getting back. So you think it's a bit much because it's only just adding to a problem.
Yeah, it is definitely.
Does the father need to be there for 7 or 8 weeks?
It depends on the woman's pregnancy. Say if she's had a cesarean and she can't hold a baby because she's been cut open. Do you know what I mean?
That's understandable. And
you know, some women don't deal well with pregnancy. Like she might.
And I think an understanding employer would trump up there. You know, if that kind of happened. So I don't think we need to legislate for that. I think most employers would be very understandable in those situations.
That's amazing.
I would hope so. Anyway.
The way the world is going, it's hilarious. It's so tragic.
Stay there. Fern, you're on Classic Hits. You don't see a problem with this, Fern, at all, no?
Well, after listening there now, I can see from the business perspective, I can see where the problems lie, definitely. But, I mean, is it not government funded?
Well, it's government funded, but who's paying the government? Sure, you are, and I am, and I don't know, I'm assuming, are you working too for you, Fern?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, then you're paying for it. Everybody's paying for it.
Perhaps it would be better if it was just planned better. For example, more of a jobs incentive. You know, like you have that jobs incentive where they pay for a person to employ a company to employ a person for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. Use that to cover the maternity or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, maternity leave is not the issue. We've 24 weeks maternity leave. And look, that's a fact of life. Unfortunately, it does, encourage employers to discriminate against women. But it's a fact of life. Women have babies, right? Mm-hmm. But this new thing is a parental leave of 14 weeks, which can be taken by either parent, most likely be the guy. If, you know, she's already on maternity, he can take 7 or 8 weeks while she's pregnant and then a couple of weeks then while she's not pregnant when the baby comes. Because maybe he wants to bond with the baby.
I think that's quite a good idea, if I'm honest. Now, look, I do have two kids. We're in a very low-income family. So when I went on maternity, nothing was supplied by my employer or my husband's employer. It was all us. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get an option for that. And if I know that if he had a chance to stay home and help with the kids, he would have loved that chance. Because, let's face it, it is important for fathers to bond, in my opinion.
But can he not bond after 5 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, but most kids, what time does a baby go to bed? 7 o'clock?
Well, babies are asleep a lot. I mean, they're asleep kind of 20 hours a day.
Yeah, but they're only young once.
I know, but...
It's a child, you know, you...
I remember my young middle child, Scott, like, when he was born, he had jaundice. We couldn't wake him up. He used to be asleep all the time. We used to have to run his head under the tap to get him awake to feed him. I mean, that's how much he slept. He slept 23 hours a day.
Great. Oh,
so, I mean, there wasn't much bonding going on there, really. And, do you understand what I'm saying? I think in a lot of cases, you know, the bonding doesn't really happen till the kid starts to, you know, show any interest in their parents, which is probably about 6 months.
Well, still even for help. I mean, no difference between it. Whatever a mother decides to do is their own choice. But I breastfed both my girls. And so even just for him to be able to, like, when they're cluster feeding, they could be feeding every half hour for a couple of days.
Cluster feeding? What's that?
Cluster feeding is when they're going through a growth spurt and they're hungry every half hour, every hour. And they need feeding constantly.
And how many would you be feeding at a time?
Well, obviously...
Cluster feeding sounds like a group of kids hanging out of your breasts.
Basically, that's what it feels like. This is a stage where you develop blisters. And cracks and stuff.
Ah, stop. Yeah, that's mastitis, isn't it?
No, that's mastitis is a separate thing altogether. That's an infection of the breast. I've had that 4 times. So when I've had that, you can get a very high temperature. You can be even hallucinating with it. The pain is excruciating. And then when you're trying to deal with your two kids as well, it's really bloody hard. So to have someone there to help, even to hold the baby in between feeds,
I'm sorry for prying into your business here and being very personal here again because I wouldn't be familiar with it because my ex-wife didn't breastfeed, right? Mm. But are your breasts permanently sore?
Well, in that stage, yes. And then when they start teething, yes.
And so how do you end up feeding them then? You know, I mean, if your breasts are sore and little Johnny says, right, that's it, I want to suck here, I'm starving. I mean, what do you do?
You just have to
deal with the pain.
Yeah, basically. And then what you do is in between feeds, again, I don't want to gross out any of your listeners now, but in between feeds, the best way to do it is actually to apply a bit of the milk on the sore bits and leave them be, let the air get to them. That's the only thing the public health nurse will recommend.
Right.
You can try creams, you can try nipple shields and all this kind of stuff, but at the end of the day, that's the only thing that works for me.
Wait, wait, you rub a bit of milk onto it?
Yeah, and just leave it. And just,
what, your own milk,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
And then just go bare-chested for as long as you can.
So you're walking around the house
basically, and then if the baby cries, then you start lactating, so you start spraying everywhere. It's great, but
ah,
it is really... It is. So you do... It is really good in those times.
Yeah.
It would be very helpful to have someone there.
And hold on, so you just said, when the baby starts crying, you start spraying everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
What, like, I'm getting an education. No, I'm so sorry, Beam. I'm getting an education here tonight. So when the baby starts crying, it's like some sort of hormonal, psychological thing that all of a sudden it starts spraying out.
Every woman is different. Every woman is different. But
Beam, did you breastfeed?
I did, but like, it's nature. Do you know what I mean? It's like the tiger, the baby tiger cries and the mother just is on red alert and it's like, what's wrong? It's not conscious. It's the natural.
But do you not have to, pardon my completing, do you not have to squeeze them to get it out?
No. I mean, there's been cases now when I was breastfeeding my youngest.
Right.
And I'd be in a cafe and she's not even with me. Right. Like, I just finished work or whatever. Oh, I'm just around. And I hear another newborn baby cry. And off they go.
Ah, stop. That's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, tell me about it.
But
everyone's different.
Everyone's
that's
different, right, okay.
Me. So,
all right, I just have this vision of you like a fountain, but however.
It depends on the person.
Right, but okay, we're getting back to... So, the majority of your work would have been breastfeeding and looking after the children. And okay, look, as it stands, he gets 2 weeks paternity leave so that he can take that straight after you have the baby, right? But now they want to add another 14 weeks onto it. There's a limit fair into what taxpayers can pay. And the argument really is that if the hubby wants to spend another 4 weeks with you, so you take it at your own expense. It was your choice to have children, not the taxpayer's choice.
Well, of course, but then there's extreme circumstances of the angle I'm more coming from. For example, like the fact that we are a very low-income family, he didn't get any paternity. He saved up his holidays and used holiday pay.
And when paternity only came in last year.
Yeah, really. So my youngest is three. So he worked up holidays and had.
Well,
that
you get
time
it now.
Off.
You can get paternity at 245 a week. You can
but
get
then,
it now.
For example, when my youngest was 9 months old, she rolled out of the bed. She was in the bed with me, and she rolled out. I couldn't catch on time, and she fractured her femur.
Right.
As she fell out of the bed. Now, when she was 9 months old, if he could have had a week out of that to spare to stay home, that would have been very helpful, also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're giving me all the reasons. You're giving me all the reasons why it's good for the family, right? And I am all for the family, right?
Yeah.
All for the family. But what I'm saying to you is you also have to think of the employer, and we have to be fair to employers.
Oh, because, I understand that.
Because what's going to happen is people like Fern, like Biba, are going to come, you know, looking for jobs, and you're 26 years of age, let's say, and the employer's going to be looking at you with an engagement ring on your finger, and he's going to be going, I'm not interested in this one. She's going to start popping babies soon, and I'm going to start losing her and have to pay and get somebody else in, a temp in for, you know, 6 months or whatever, or possibly more, depending if she takes time out sick after that. So, and now we're going to have another 14 weeks on top where our hubby is probably going to go as well. So do you understand what I'm saying? I think it discourages employers from employing people.
I can see that angle, but then as well as that, isn't that a level of discrimination? Because
it is, you're right.
Because at the end of the day, what they're going to expect people to say, look, I'm only just turning 30 now this year. I've got two kids. I'm married. So if I was to change jobs now and go in for an interview, they'd see the wedding ring on my finger and think, oh, she's young. She's going to want to have kids. But they don't know that I had my tubes tied last year.
Right, okay.
What are they going to do?
You should tell them.
But are they going to ask that? Are they going to ask that in interviews? What's your sexual situation?
But see, a woman can go into an interview in this country, 3 months pregnant, and doesn't have to tell them.
Absolutely, it happens all the time.
Actually, probably doesn't tell them. And they have no right to ask, even if they suspect it.
They have
no right to ask. And it should not affect their decision to hire her, which is bizarre.
That's discrimination.
I think that's unfair on employers. Now, as you know, Biba rightly said, you know, Fern, it's all right for the big companies, you know, the Aer Linguses and the Googles and everything else, because they can absorb that and they make allowances for that. You know,
I put forward a point?
Yep.
What about Sweden and those countries that do allow? Now, they do have higher tax rates, that's for definite.
Yep.
But they do allow a lot longer. I believe they have a year maternity leave, and then they also have...
It's a different... The Nordic countries, you know, a lot of people kind of applaud the Nordic countries for the way they run their countries. There's a lot of faults in their system as well.
A lot.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But, like, for example now, obviously from my accent, I'm not Irish originally. I've been here 25 years. Yes.
Yes, I've lovely been, Welsh yeah. accents, by the way.
But I've been here 25 years, so yeah. basically I'm as Irish as I can get at this stage.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. But in Wales, for example, if you were
say,
to
say, do me a favour, just yeah. say, be Jesus.
I can't.
Say it, just try it.
How about this one? Don't you know I used to be in the Stereophonics?
No, that's... Yeah. Now you have to practice your Irish accent. You have to go, be Jesus.
Oh, no. I did that when I was in school to fit in, but to be honest with you, I'm just... I met a Welsh man in town, so I'm sorry, it's cemented back in.
All right.
But what was I saying? The... I've lost my point now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know I was talking about the fact that employers, if you look at, there was a recent survey done in the UK of recruitment agencies. And recruitment agencies said that the employers had said to them when they were looking for somebody for a job, right?
Mm.
Under the counter, they're saying to them, not obviously officially because it'd be illegal, we don't want anybody of childbearing age. A lot of recruitment companies will tell you that employers will say that to them, we don't want a woman of childbearing age, because they can't say it officially because that'll be illegal, but they just don't. And that discriminates against women. Yes, mm-hmm. it is illegal, but it's a fact of life. Employers avoid sometimes women of childbearing age.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to ask the question.
Therefore, to make gender equality, why can't men have a similar amount of time, and then that will eradicate the whole way you won't employ women? It's good people point. Of that certain age.
Why not? Why not just make it? Here's a suggestion: make it 30 weeks, and say you can split it between you whatever way you like.
30 weeks.
Well, yeah, so that's only an extra 5 rather than the extra 14. And say, look, you can split it whatever way you want. If you want to take 3 months, and he can take 3 months, or whatever it is, you know, because altogether between the two of you, that's nearly it's actually 7 months. It is a long bloody time, isn't it, for an employer to hold a job open.
Time to have another baby after that.
Yeah. I mean, I know somebody who's had 3 children and she's a school teacher and she's had 3 children in the last 4 years.
Wow.
And purposely times her pregnancies so she's not having the baby during the summer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they get 3 months off during the summer, so then she takes her maternity leave as soon as she's back.
That's very unbelievable.
And then she has another 6 months off and she's only... back from maternity leave and she's back out again. So
nailed
she's
it.
Yeah, so she's actually only in work for maybe a month of the year for the last 4 years.
But then that's very case specific. I mean, look at it this way, right? We're in where I'm living now is in a very tourist based industry. And my husband's working in a hotel. So therefore, with him there is a constant influx of staff constantly, and he is they would be very quick to replace there as well. I mean, he would be afraid. There's been many a time he's went into work. So far, in the last couple of years, he went in twice with his cheek swollen from a dental abscess, and it was proper like he had a golf ball in his mouth, because he was afraid not to go into work because of his hours and because of he could lose his job because he could be replaced.
Yeah, but I mean, most people are in that situation. I mean, I'm here 8 years in this particular radio station. I've taken 1 week off sick, and I was genuinely had pneumonia that was going back about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And that's the first time in 8 years I've even taken one day off sick. You know what I mean? Because I mean, it's a radio station and they can't just put anybody here. I suppose Mike will do it when I'm on holidays and stuff like that. But they obviously value the fact that I need to be here.
But then you are an individual. You're not just part of the number and part another cog in the machine, as a lot of industries are or can be. For example, in the hotel industry.
Or a production
line. You're just another number. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more statistically people who are working in a situation where they are just another number than they are someone who is singled out and considered more of an individual, as in we want Niall Boylan. You know what I mean? You're just another number. And then as well as that, with the industry, if they're more season-based, you're going to have a lot more people. And there's a lot of people on zero contract hours and are hired specifically just to cover a certain amount of time.
Well, hang on a second, because Morris says in text here, both parents have already paid a lot of tax from a young age. Why shouldn't they benefit from it? If they arrive at parent time, they also pay for the dole scroungers as well, says Morris. And I'll come to Morris in a second. But before I come to Morris, just let me go to Derianne. Derianne, you're in Classic Kids. How are you doing, Derianne?
Jesus, Niall, you're opening up a minefield tonight.
I started talking about breastfeeding.
Hoping Leo, it sounds like Leo's gone off to have a baby. He's gone missing.
Yeah, well,
I hope he's not having a baby.
He's on his parental leave. and that whole thing, I have to just say it about the breastfeeding and all that. The one thing...
Did you breastfeed?
Yeah, I did. But here's the thing now. What's that lovely girl, the Welsh accent?
Fern.
Hiya, Fern. Fern, I was listening to there about the breastfeeding and everything. And when I had my first kid, all I was breast was best and the whole lot, and I was going to do it. And the next, the little bugger was born. And
the little bugger.
I know he's my son, John.
Yeah, anyway, he's probably 40 now, is he?
Not far off as 40.
Sorry, dear. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But anyway, the next thing anyway, I can't breastfeed him and I don't know what's going on. And my mum was dead. My dad was, I think he was around, but my mum wasn't alive at the time. So my older sister came in and I said, the kid won't take any milk from me. I don't know what's going on. And then, of course, I got the mastitis because the milk was building up. And by the way, the cows get that. And it is not feckin' funny. Sure, it's not, Fern?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, cows get mastitis.
Yes,
I know.
They do. Yeah, they do.
It's a horrible to think of a woman with mastitis.
Well, horrible.
I only ever see those ads on television with farmers. Has your cow got mastitis?
Niall, they hulk out and everything is terrifying.
The what?
They hulk out. They look like the Hulk. They change over.
What? Yeah. They expand like?
Oh, big time. You get the veins and go bright red. It's horrid. Yeah.
Purple, yeah, and all sorts of colours, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They look like a balloon about to burst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Poor Aisling is outside. That young one hasn't had a baby yet. She's outside there terrified now.
Oh, it's beautiful. That and poop explosion is the best thing in the world.
What's a poop explosion? Hold on a second. Hang on, Darian. What's a poop explosion?
When they're very, very small and they just go very hard.
Oh, no,
they push very hard. It goes all the way up their back.
Oh, no, I know that is. Yeah, because my son, Curtis, who's now 23, and I hope he's listening, because he made my life hell when he was a baby, because he had baby diarrhea till he was 6 months old. And I would go into the cot and the poo would be coming out of the neck of his baby grow.
Yes.
It was dreadful. Sorry, Darian, getting back to your breasts.
Yeah, no, just in a nutshell, and I'll get on to my point. My son couldn't suck.
Right.
And so we couldn't breastfeed him. And they got this odd, I'm not even going to go there, it's a joke. But anyway,
he got
a little bit. And I did breastfeed my daughter for about 10 months. Anyway, swiftly moving on.
Yeah, so back to the actual question. So another 14 weeks.
Niall, I mean, if I'd woken up this morning and you told me it was April Fool's Day, I kind of would have believed it. In the name of God, where is this after coming out of? From left of nowhere. Now, part of me thinks...
It's a vote-getter, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, Regina, you heard Regina's remarks, did you?
No, I didn't actually hear what Regina Doherty said. She's the Minister for Social Protection. What'd she say?
Yeah, she's made some comment, and if I was a man, I'd tell you I'd be very disgusted, that men should stop making excuses and take parental leave to mind their children.
Stop making excuses? Oh, this is because men won't take it because it costs too much, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm wondering is, you know the way at the moment they're saying, on one hand they're saying we have too many unmarried mothers in the system, and then they're saying we haven't got enough children been born to upkeep the kind of the workload going down the road.
Yeah.
And is this some sort of undercurrent stupid scheme to kind
encourage
of
to increase the population?
No, it's a joke now. It's absolutely a joke.
Can
it's
I
really
make a
happened
point
here?
Yeah, sure, sorry.
The abortion bills just passed. So, and now we're
That's going to decrease the population. Yeah.
But this is the opposite though, isn't it? So here you can abort now, but also if you want to keep, you can both have half a year off. Yay.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean,
it is ridiculous.
My son lives in the States, as you know, Niall, and I think his wife is lucky to get 2 weeks, and she's three kids after he's kid. There's no such thing as, and by
the way, it depends on the state. Different states have different maternity leave. The average is about 5 to 6 weeks maternity leave.
Yeah, well, hers was, you know, wasn't that much.
Yeah, some states it's only two or three, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they could
We've 24. Estonia give you a year and a half.
I wouldn't want to be at home for a year and a half. I was back to work after my son was 9 weeks old. I couldn't.
Well, I can imagine, judging by the state of Fern's breasts, I would want to be back very quickly.
That was the second one now. The first one
was grand.
On one hand. With her.
And how are they now, by the way? Sorry, Fern, to be asking you. Here I am on radio asking some complete stranger how her breasts are.
I'll beat you one there now and I'll go one further. Do you ever have a birthday party and then find find a balloon a couple of weeks later behind this couch?
Yes. Yeah.
There we go.
Right.
Okay. And Niall, can I say one other thing?
Yeah, about your breasts.
And I'm glad you brought these two lovely ladies on, because if I was a man, the last thing I'd want would be to be on paternity leave to have fountains flowed over me. Where's the sex and all of this?
You're lying in bed some night, and next minute you're soaked by them because the baby starts crying in the other room.
I think the worst one is the fact that they grow so much bigger, and then it's a look but don't touch policy.
Well, I suppose the husband could always turn around and say, Asha, let's not let them go to waste.
Oh my God.
Just say it's a fetish for some people. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently bodybuilders are big into that, but I don't know.
I think you're right. I remember reading that somewhere before that bodybuilders.
You know she's right, though.
Yeah, they buy milk. I'm not a bodybuilder, by the way. But they buy milk from milkmaids.
Off stuff, will you?
Oh God.
No, there is. There's milkmaids online on the internet, and they sell their milk to bodybuilders.
Oh please.
Well, their husbands don't get paternity leave. What can I say?
I mean, you could have made a fortune, Fern.
Maybe, maybe.
We could have called you Bord Banya.
Niall, maybe you have the answer there for the government.
Maybe I have what?
Let's start making extra milk, take the cows away so we get rid of the pollution they cause.
Yeah.
And we can send in our milk. Yeah. And as Vern says, she only has to hear another newborn cry.
And she's squirting all over the place. Yeah. We could bottle it and sell it. We could give it a name or something. I don't know. Classic Hits Milk. We could. Hold on for a second. Aisling is coming up with some suggestions here in my ear. What are you saying, Aisling?
Now, I want royalties on this if we call it this, right?
Okay.
It'd be Fern's Free Range Milk.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there if my go. Name's going on it, I want some serious royalties of mine.
Aisling, I mean, you're a young woman, Aisling. Well, you're not young, you're 30.
I hear you. Well, I'm still young, Niall. Calm down there.
But I mean, are you prepared for this in your life at some point? Maybe.
Do you know what?
I know it's very difficult to ask women nowadays if they're going to have a child.
It's so funny you ask that. My friend at the moment, she's like literally due to give birth in the next week or two.
She's squirting everywhere.
And no, but God love her. The other day she was there and she had her belly, you know, out and all the rest of it. It was like an alien was moving in her stomach and I could not deal. I was like, could see nearly feet going on. I could see everything. It was like something out of a horror movie.
I know it is, isn't it?
You can miss see that.
Elbows moving and all sorts of carry on.
You miss that. It's the best thing is when they have hiccups.
Oh, no, I remember that. One of my
and
sons.
And the belly jigs away and jigs away. My girls, both of them, 9 o'clock every night.
Hiccups. Yeah, okay.
No, but when you're talking about mastitis and you're talking about boobs going purple, I'm out. That's it.
No,
I like the body the way it is. I'm
just
not
thinking, you look better in your dress. You look better in your Wonder Bra and your dress.
Well, what about the poor men that are supposed to be taken? And by the way, Niall, I have to tell you this. I know of a certain person that worked for the, what would you call it, the private sector, if you're in working for the government.
Right, public sector.
Right. And he was taking paternity leave when the feckin' child was 7.
Ah, stop.
Now, come
no,
on.
No, I'm telling you. So they have it. Now, this is going back a few years ago. So there's another layer to this we want to be looking into and find out what the hell is going on.
Okay, let me get Morris on the line. He's been waiting for ages. He's probably very excited because we've been talking about breasts for the last 10 minutes. Morris, you're on Classic Kids. Hey there, Morris.
Evening, Noel. I've just come up with a cure for cracked nipples, if anybody wants to.
What's your cure for cracked nipples?
Yeah, what's that lady's name from Wales?
We're all very interested in Fern tonight. Fern, yeah.
I've come up with a Welsh name for her breast milk. It's called Fern's Welsh Dragon Milk. It's bound to set you on fire.
Oh, bound to catch you on fire. Very good. Yeah, I like it.
Daenerys Targaryen has nothing on me. How is that?
Yeah. Morris, getting back to the original question.
Oh, my God.
14 weeks parental leave on top of the maternity and paternity we already have. Is it a good idea?
I think so, because young people need a help now. I got married in 87. We had our first child in 89. She's 30 now. And all we had to do was work to provide for a house and provide for a childminder. Now, if the two parents get the chance to be at home, I think it's a good thing for the child.
It is a good thing within reason. Yeah. But if the lad wants to take another 2 weeks off for his holidays or unpaid leave, the employer should help out, absolutely, and should oblige him. But why should taxpayers have to fund everybody's children?
A young couple having a baby have already been in the tax system since you were 16 or 18.
Yeah.
The average age for somebody having a child now is 30, correct?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
So they've already paid into the system, so why shouldn't they benefit from it when they have a young family?
But why not put the money into childminding? Why can't we have excellent childminding systems going on?
By the way, you can get childcare if you're unemployed in this country, but you can't get childcare if you are employed.
Yeah, you're all crazy.
Yeah, why wouldn't they give a family a supplement like Niall? You had her on this show before. Pay the mother for being at home. The hardest job in the world in this country is raising children at home.
Well, Bertie Ahern suggested that. You all thought he was mad. Bertie Ahern suggested paying mothers to stay, because at the time, of course, it was mainly mothers, but it still mainly is mothers that stay at home.
Yeah,
he suggested actually paying them a salary to stay home.
Yeah.
To mind the kids, and everybody would have had a better time, I think. And kids do thrive when they're being reared by their children. We had one child who was reared by childminders and two children reared by their mother. Completely different experience.
And how did the children fare out?
Stone brilliant, 100%.
Okay, but it wasn't any. You don't believe it was a disadvantage being reared by a childminder?
The eldest one is probably not as rounded as the other two. There was more put into them by my family, whereas she was influenced by a minder.
And less affectionate, probably.
Very cold.
Right, okay, all right.
When it comes to it, yeah. Well, I think young couples today, they have enough financial do's and don'ts. If you can put your hand into the taxpayer and see the money going doing good, why would you begrudge them and help or a hand up? Because the child is going to be more rounded.
It's not that I'm begrudging anybody. I'm looking at two problems here, which is the cost, which is 160 million, right, per year. And you know, that's when we get to the full thing, which is 2021. And also, what I'm also looking at is small businesses. You know, it's okay for the big companies, but I mean, realistically, having people going AWOL in a small business for a long period of time is difficult for a small business to manage.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think most couples won't abuse it. Do you know why? Because they can't afford to take it all at once. One of them has to stay working to get a solid wage to bring in to pay their overheads.
Yeah, I understand. But you'd not have thought of all that before they had a baby.
No, but then the cost of the baby. Niall, I think you've said it on this programme. If you had your time over again, you'd have spent more time with your kids rather than like...
Yeah, that's just because I was working too much, probably.
Same as me. I made that mistake as well. And my father...
Yeah, I know, I know. But I kind of felt really bad about it because, yeah, you're right. I did have to work, Darianne, because I wanted to give my children everything that I didn't have, right? And don't get me wrong, my parents did a wonderful job. Right.
But you shouldn't feel bad because I mean if you go back to my day, which was probably okay before your day, I mean it was wonderful if you had somebody like you that would go out and work and do that part.
I mean they had a nice home, they had a holiday every year.
Yeah.
You know, they had everything that I wanted them to have, but you know, that costs money and I had to work hard to get that, so I had to work a lot. You know.
And you know what, Niall, if you asked your kids what would they want, they would have said they'd rather had you over all of that.
Do you think so?
I think so. They would have.
Fern.
I'll bring Fern back in. Chris.
Yeah, Fern. So before anything happens to her,
nothing to do with boobs now. But basically, I just wanted to put in a couple of points. Look, at the end of the day, the retirement age is only getting further along. So even still, you're paying
now.
Yes. So you're still paying more taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you should still reap the benefits. Another point of the matter is, for younger families like my own, realistically, I know that the chances of me actually being able to afford to start getting a mortgage and to being able to own my own home is basically little to no chance at all, because we're in such a low financial stage. So surely if we had a little bit more help to get to that stage, it would be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Another element of it is, when I had my first daughter, I actually had a very, very, very bad case of postnatal depression.
Oh yeah.
Where I had to leave work. Now she was feeding every hour. I lost 4 stone from when she was born to when she was 5 months old, because I was feeding her so much.
But you can still do that under the current legislation. If you do have postnatal depression after your maternity leave, you can then move from maternity leave onto sick pay.
Yes,
yeah.
And I did have to do that, but it would have been a lot better if my husband was home to see that there was something wrong.
Yeah.
I had to self-diagnose and do something
but
myself.
There, can I just say something there? Yeah. I would have had postnatal depression when it was unheard of, when I had my first child. Husband was around quite a lot, wasn't picked up by him or the GP, and if anything, it was probably a lot to do with the end of my marriage.
I think a lot of women have postnatal depression and just don't realise it. Yeah, they just think it's having a downtime.
Yeah.
By the way, Fern, How long is it since you've had that baby now? The last baby, three years.
The last baby is 3 years old, but my eldest that I had the postnatal depression just turned 9 a couple of weeks ago.
And, I mean, and as you said, it's a psychological thing and a hormonal thing when you used to hear the baby cry. So does it still happen?
No.
Are you leaking?
No, can I tell you the point that's slightly related to that, but off centre?
Yeah.
They've done studies recently that have shown that a woman is much more physically attracted to her partner when she sees him helping out more around the house.
Right.
So if a man was home more,
he might get more of the other stuff.
Exactly.
But I have to say, I also believe statistically, and I kind of have to say I agree with it, that men also find pregnant women more attractive.
Not every case.
Do you not think so?
No.
Morris, you don't find pregnant women attractive?
It depends on what stage they're at.
Here we go. See, now, look, that was a very heavy question to put on him there now. Everyone's listening and you're putting him on the spot.
I'm only telling you what it is, Niall. That sound you play with the baby, that's the best sound in the world. You know what? Do you know why? Because it's new life coming into the world.
Hmm.
Okay, that made a lot of women swoon, that did.
There you go.
I tell you what, those who haven't had a baby, you're just not prepared for that at 4 o'clock in the morning, are you?
We can tell them.
Brilliant sound.
And what do you do after like 4 or 5 months if they're still doing that at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Now, I had it for 6 months.
Your mother will tell you, ignore them. Ignore them.
Can I tell you this now? Both of my girls still wake up minimum 3 times each a night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I was very lucky. I had 3 children, all of whom within, I'd say, 6 to 7 weeks were sleeping the majority of the night.
Now, whether is that from your side or is that from the mother's side? Because 9 times out of 10, the woman hears them more than men do. I'm sorry.
No, and at the time...
I don't know.
We were in a very good situation at the time because I used to work in nightclubs. So I was working till 3:30 in the morning. So, you know, my wife would have, you know, kind of fed them, put them down at whatever, 12 o'clock. I would arrive in at 3:30. And if they were due a feed at 4 or 5, I'd do the feed and put them back into bed again till 7 o'clock the next morning. So they kind of got used to that for a few weeks. And then eventually we did what my mother told us to do as well, which was just put water into the bottle.
That's it.
And then if they cry, give them a bit of water and eventually they'll stop.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, stay there. Sorry, now I'm sounding like I'm kind of telling everyone to be parent. Well, stay there. Let me go to Angela. Angela, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, look, see that? I'm giving parental advice here. Newborn baby advice.
I think even some of the comments are hilarious. Jesus, I look pregnant all the time. Where are all these men?
Now, I know, Angela, and I don't want to be disrespectful to you because you told me before, you can't have children, and you've told us that before.
I can't have children. But listen, hey, that's I'm mine for wonderful brothers, and you know, I'm happy out with that, and that's just the way the path goes.
Yeah, and by the way, can I ask you if it's not too personal? Was that at the time when you found that out, right?
Yeah.
Was that like devastating news?
Oh, completely.
Could you deal with it properly? Like, were you able to deal?
No, I still like God. It's what 2010. It's coming up to 9 years now, and it's still, you know, there's still just a couple of times it will get to me, you know, that kind of way, just little times that it does. But then I turn around and I have a niece and 3 nephews who, you know, who get spoiled rotten because of it. So,
and because you're not with the ex anymore, is there a possibility that you might be able to have a baby with somebody else? Because I'm not saying that it was his fault, but sometimes people are not sexually compatible, you know what I mean?
Well, no, mine was, do you remember you were shot the last time? It was ovarian cancer, I
had. Okay, all right, okay.
Oh, God.
So that's kind of, I was very young, I was 36. So,
right, okay.
But no, hey, listen, come here. I'm still here to tell the tale and annoy everyone and have a laugh.
So you didn't have the squirting breasts. That's all we need to know.
No, I might have had them, but it had nothing to do with pregnancy.
Right, okay. How could you have squirting breasts?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you had to be pregnant. Yeah, sorry, you're gone.
But, no, I don't agree with it. I actually don't agree with it. And I'll give you the exact reason why. I got made redundant. Now, at the time, they told me that they drew my name out of a hat. Now, I brought them to court and everything, and I won for unfair dismissal, and I brought them, you know. But the thing about it is, it was basically because the company was a small company. It was in 2000 and, you know, 2009 when the shit hit the fan, basically.
Yeah.
And they let me go because I was the one getting married in 6 months.
Oh, right. So they figured you were going to have babies.
Yeah, I was the senior operator there. I was the longest one there. And I was the one made redundant. Everyone else had families and was married. Right. So, you
know. They figured you were a liability.
Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah. You know, it was like, right, hold on, because I can remember we all had interviews and they were like, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years' time? You're going to have kids? You're going to... That's the first question they asked. And I said, I'd love to have kids, because this was before the ovarian cancer. And next the following week, I get a phone call going, Angela, we drew names out of a hat and you're gone.
Yeah, coincidentally.
You know, and that is the exact... And do you know what? I'd be very honest.
You took them to the Labour Court, and I'm assuming you won your case.
I won my case.
Yeah.
I did. You know, it's sure they were talking it through their holes, like.
Yeah.
But, and actually during this, there was three people, you know, one for the employers, one for the, and then a guy who sits in the middle of the judge. And he actually turned around to them at one stage and said, listen, guys, four of you have been up here now with four different stories. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes to go out, get it together and come back in and tell the truth.
Yeah. I get it.
You know, so, but I don't agree with it. And, you know, it's because of that company. And that's what happened to me.
So, you don't agree with people getting parental leave?
No.
Oh, because you believe that encourages employers to discriminate?
Oh, it does. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's why a lot of companies will have medicals when you go in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can turn around and say to you, like, if you go in and you go into the doctor... Yeah, but
they don't ask you to pee in a stick, do they?
Excuse me, some of them do.
But in a medical?
Yeah, in a medical.
Right, okay.
And what will happen is, if they find out that you are pregnant, then they can turn around and say you're not suitable. They don't have to say it's because you're pregnant.
And what companies, I mean, do many companies ask for medicals?
A lot of companies do medicals now.
I know in the States it's a big thing to check if people are drug free. But I think it's more so for government jobs and stuff like that, or working hospitals and stuff like that.
There's a lot of companies out there now who do medicals. And as you say, drug tested my backside. They're looking.
Yeah, but does a medical not just consist of going into a doctor? I did a medical for my life insurance going back a few years ago. And it kind of consisted of, you know, going in, you know, tapping your reflexes, listening to your chest, you know, breathe in, breathe out, taking your blood pressure. No. I don't remember being asked to pee in a glass. You know what I mean?
No, I had medicals joining my job.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember now the job I was in. And
Chase, that was a long time ago. And I don't mean that to disparage my dairy. No. But they do medicals that long ago.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, I had a sister, right? And she had a scar down her left arm. She had dislocated a shoulder and she had a big scar from the operation. And the guy, I never forget this, when she came out, because she did the same job as me. And when she went in for the medical, your man measured her scar, right? And said, oh, you're very lucky. It doesn't come down beyond the
sleeve. Yeah.
Other than that, she would have been cosmetically unfit.
Oh, jeez.
But yes, urine tests the whole lot.
Yeah, sorry, friend.
I was just going to say, shouldn't this then be put on, like, incentives and the fact that companies should be held responsible for this rather than making the parents deal with it, you know? Mm. Shouldn't it be the fact that companies shouldn't get away with doing this stuff?
From a small business point of view, that's how well and good. If it's a big company, it doesn't really matter too much. They make allowances in their profits for this kind of carry on. But from a small business point of view, Fern, I can understand why companies would try their best not to hire somebody in Angela's situation at the time, you know, who's, you know, they think might be going to have babies soon, because it's just not viable.
Now, can I actually give you an example there, and I'm not going to say who, right? That there was a lot of, let's say, in a big company, they were being brought to court to do with trustees and all that, to do with pension funds, etc., etc. And there's one person who was involved in a lot of that on the committee for it, as I call it, committee, sorry. But basically, long story short, they were handing out redundancies. She took it. They were only too happy to get rid of her in one way because she was all hell for leather against the pension fund trustees. And they told her on Friday, that they were accepting it. She was actually off. They said, can you come in? She said, no, I'm off. I'll come in on Monday. She went in on Monday. She couldn't even get past security. They had cancelled everything on her. Sat down, signed the redundancy, and they turned around and said, so, you know, what are you going to do now? You know, are you happy? And she was like, oh, I'm delighted. She said, I'm 4.5 months pregnant. And her face is dropped.
Oh, wow. Well,
you see, that's what I'm saying. That's the type of thing that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, so... you understand the smaller companies, but bigger companies, it's just like, I don't agree, especially with, and I'm really sorry, a father having parental leave.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.